Greetings and welcome to episode 65. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your number one podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am an award-winning educator, motivational speaker, six times Amazon best-selling author, magazine contributor, and coach. In addition, I am the president, CEO, and founder of my own educational consulting company, Dr. Essie Speaks LLC. I assist you in elevating your leadership skills so that you can turn your challenges into opportunities, failures into successes, ensure that responsibilities are fulfilled, and enhance your capacity to lead. Today's podcast will lift your spirits, inspire your life, motivate you to achieve your dreams, and encourage you to lead a life of total commitment. This show is with an author and woman of God who has had opportunities in a variety of fields to make an impact and continues to do amazing things to impact the lives of others in so many ways. My special guest is none other than Pastor Kanoe Reynolds Scott. Let me share a little bit more about her journey. Pastor Kanoe Reynolds Scott is a native of Newport News, Virginia. She now resides in Waldorf, Maryland. She has three handsome sons, Charles, Dante, and Jalen Trumbull, all on their road to success, and a grandson, Jaden Trumbull, who brings much joy to her life. As a kingdom entrepreneur for the last 20 plus years, she has established businesses specializing in health and beauty, fashion jewelry, and real estate. She is also an author, the CEO founder of Chat and Chew Ministries, empowering women's Chat and Chew spiritual care program and God's Magnificent Jewels mentoring program, and the host of her own gospel talk show, which airs on the WBGR Gospel Network in Atlanta, Maryland. Feeling the hand of God on her life at an early age, she yielded to the will of God as best she could and as best she knew how. She is a true worshiper, found of God, who exemplifies a life of worship that brings glory to our Father in heaven. She carries a strong mantle of prayer upon her faith, and faith that exceeds the natural. February of 2012, Kanoe heard the commission of God to start an empowering women's group, connecting women all over the world via social media, Monday noon prayer calls, and monthly meet and greet luncheons to meet them reminded of God's amazing promises. No matter what situation they are facing, they can reach their full potential in God with a foundation built on His word. She has experienced effective ministry with many signs and wonders following, many souls saved and manifested healing wrought by the Holy Ghost. She has become a clear of the intercessor's anointing and the prophetic assignment that is upon her life for the body of Christ. God has continued to be faithful, using her to meet believers where they are in their lives, bringing a real, related, profound message of the power of faith and hope through the word of God. Kanoe has committed herself to God that He may use her as He needs. She has an eternal yes in her heart to serve God anytime and in any way. She truly loves Jesus and shows her love for His redemptive work on the cross by being a true born-again, spirit-filled believer and witness in these last days. October 14th, 2016, she received her ordination to the office of prophet with a pastoral call authorized by True Victory Ministries in Hampton, Virginia. There are many accomplishments and awards that she gives God glory and thanks. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when I come back, I'll give my guest, Pastor Kanoe Reynolds Scott, an opportunity to share with our listening audience. As always, remember to check out my website at www.dressespeaks.com, where you can find all my books about school transformation, school leadership, and so much more. In addition, you can check out my latest Amazon best-selling books. I'll be right back.
Counselor, advisor, committed to your business. That's how business attorney Siobhan J. Smith describes herself. But more than that, Attorney Smith and her expert legal team want you to achieve the business of your dreams. And to help turn your dreams into reality, Attorney Smith has written an eye-opening book entitled The Small Business Owner's Guide to Hiring an Attorney. Download your free copy today. That's right. Go online now and download your free copy of The Small Business Owner's Guide to Hiring an Attorney. Just go to thesjslawfirm.com. That's thesjslawfirm.com.
Greetings. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am elated to bring you a weekly show where I discuss everything about education. That's right. What you want to know, what you don't know, and what you need to know will be aired each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Get ready, mark your calendars, and tune in to this show as we keep the pulse on education from an award-winning educator. Remember, once again, to tune in every Sunday at 5:30 p.m.
Welcome back to Dr. Essie Speaks Education, your number one podcast host, Dr. Essie McCoy. My special guest again is Pastor Kanoe Reynolds Scott. Pastor Scott, I can tell you, your bio is rich with all the phenomenal things you have done in your life. You give back and you make a difference. I just want to say congratulations on all of your success. And I definitely know that my listeners will benefit greatly from our conversation today. So welcome to my show. And how are you doing?
Hello there, Dr. Essie. My goodness. Thank you so much for such an amazing, amazing introduction. I really appreciate you, and I thank you very much for inviting me to be a part of such an extraordinary podcast. Thank you so much, Dr. Essie.
Well, you are indeed welcome, and I can tell you when I reached out to you and asked you to be on my show, you immediately said yes, and you're always saying yes to God, and I just love you and love your spirit and the things that you're doing to impact the lives of others, so thank you. And I definitely know about some of your rich experiences that you've had from your journey to where you are today. So please tell the listeners a little bit more about yourself, your journey, and some of the projects and things you've been up to lately.
Well, I am a prophet to the marketplace for the body of Christ. My church is actually Chatham Chew Ministries, and we are an outreach church. I'm not behind four walls. People always ask me, you know, well, can I come to your church? What is your building? I have been in the marketplace outreach since 2012. To God be all the glory. He does all things well, Dr. Essie. Now, recently I was married. I got married on February the 20th, 2020 to my soulmate, my helpmate. And we're going to honor him right now. His name is Cornell Scott. I thank God for him. Yes, indeed, I do. And also what I have going on right now is health and wellness. I have really become a health and wellness enthusiast. And to add on to that, a living will advocate, an advocate in reference to having a living will of five wishes. Those are just three things that has really recently, that's not in my bio, changed the dynamics of my life. Of course, marriage. Second time around, Dr. Essie. Didn't think I was going to do it again. But God really brought me my soulmate.
And I can tell you, I follow you and I have an opportunity to see all the great things that you have done. So once again, congratulations on your success. Congratulations on your marriage. And I know that Mr. Scott and you are very blessed to have each other. I love the fact that you have an outreach church because you are not behind the four walls. You are out and you are making an impact, making a difference and turning lives around. And so thank you for what you do. And so talk a little bit about how you got started, because, you know, we all have a plan, or at least we think we have a plan when we get ready to graduate from high school. And some people go to college, some people do an internship and go right into the workforce. Some people might go into the military. So talk about your journey and just share with the listeners.
Okay, well, my journey, I did not go to college. I've been an entrepreneur since, oh my goodness, I'm dating myself, but I've been an entrepreneur since actually about the 11th grade in high school. So entrepreneurship ushered me into a lot of who I am today. College just was never on the, I guess it was Common Sense University. That's what kind of happened to me, just jumping right in here, you know, getting the business education from just being hands-on with customers. And immediately I realized that customers are always right. And without customers, we have no business as entrepreneurs. So I really value customers. So that's a little bit how I got started in the entrepreneurship that has developed tremendously over the years. I've trained a lot of people. I'm actually from Newport News, Virginia, residing now in Waldorf, which you did speak about that in the bio. And back, I have a nice legacy back in my hometown of Newport News, Virginia, helping people do nails. I had a nail school and several nail salons. So I get a lot of feedback now about the appreciation of what I instilled within those, you know, folks back in the early, I was probably late 80s, early 90s. Now, as far as ministry, I didn't choose that one. That one was a commission from God. Just sort of ushered me into the call before I knew I had the call. So ministry was definitely not something that I was seeking out to do. But when the Lord calls on you, and that was really immediately after school. So I guess instead of college, I went into the calling.
How about that? And you know, you dropped some nuggets because you talked about Common Sense University. And I've interviewed a lot of individuals, a lot of, you know, very important and famous and people that are making a difference just like you. And I've never heard anyone say that, but I know a lot of people who didn't go to college, and that is certainly okay. To the young people who are out there listening, you know, yes, I'm an educator. Yes, I have 4 degrees. And, you know, I say go to college. However, you can be successful as long as you follow your passion and follow your heart. And for those people that are following the journey of Christ, then definitely success is headed your way. And so you probably can teach me a thing or two about business and being an entrepreneur. You are doing some marvelous things in so many ways. And you didn't even tell us a little bit about real estate and all of that. So tell us a little bit about that, what you're doing with your real estate business.
Yes, that is actually, that's my career. I have a calling. I have a career. And then I have things that God, you know, allows me to enjoy. So he has, you know, really just 3 strands. So the real estate, when I was searching for a career after I did, because for a stint of time, let me just say this, for a stint of time, I did close the entrepreneur sector of my life for a while. So I went on a search of a career, and real estate just really resonated with me. As I went through, I think it was an airline stewardess, just different careers when I was searching, and real estate resonated. And now I have been in the business, in the industry for over 20 plus years, licensed in the state of Maryland, serving the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. I actually do all things real estate. Some people have things that they specialize in. I make sure I specialize in everything pertaining to real estate, buying, selling, renters, landlords, investors, commercial, international. I've made sure that I've educated myself in them all.
Well, definitely, you know, I can share your contact information with a few people because I have an opportunity to really pour into young people. And so many of them talk about going into real estate. And I know young people that are 20 and 21 that are already agents and they're trying to build their company. So definitely you are a wonderful support for those people that I'll be talking with. So tell us a little bit about who inspired you, because we all have those people that inspire us. Who inspired you to be who you are and what you are and what you do today?
Dr. Essie, my mother. My mother is my huge inspiration. She's going on to be with the Lord. She passed away May 31st, the year 2020. So it was not long ago from the taping of this broadcast till then. And my mother was my inspiration all through my life. She, just by her being, she wasn't a big disciplinary. She wasn't a big talker, but she was there. Her presence, being there, not really knowing what to say, from what she knew, from, you know, me being, you know, in all this technology and things of that now, but the inspiration, just actually from the time I knew better to my mother's passing last year, she taught me. Even in her passing, she taught me. And of course, she's still teaching me. But just her being who she was, with little that she had, she took care of herself from the time of her adulthood till she left to be with the Father. So my mother is my greatest inspiration. She was my biggest cheerleader. And just her presence of being in my life blessed me tremendously, even unto her death. Yes.
What a blessing. And I am definitely sorry to hear about the loss of your mother. And I know her impact was profound. And the power of a mother is so great. I lost my mother in 2013, but her legacy lives on through her children. And I know that to be the case with you. So we're going to shift gears a little bit. And once again, I have an opportunity to work with educators and young people. And I can tell you, they are looking and searching. So give us some golden nuggets. Give us some advice that we can pass on to those young people that are transitioning from high school into life in terms of post-secondary education or whatever they may want to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My first advice to provide to the young adults would be, understand your credit score. Do whatever you can to get the education that you need for your credit/credit score. That number means so much to people, and they don't teach that in school. But that is the number one thing to open up doors of opportunity if you understand credit and your credit score. Also, seek God and discover what your passion is. Discover your identity in Christ. So that way you can build a foundation on the Word of God. And you can do that while going to school. You can do that while not going to a college to further the education. But between credit score and seeking God to know whose you are and who you are, and building a foundation on the Word of God, you'll be headed in the right direction.
Indeed. You know, I've had a lot of guests, and once again, you are dropping those golden nuggets. You talked about Common Sense University, and now you're talking about understanding your credit score. And you're exactly right. So many times we don't teach kids that, those things that are so critical to their success as they transition from high school into college. And that is critical. So thank you for sharing that. And I know that discovering your passion and seeking God and discovering your identity, those things are only going to build upon what you have done, young people, when you're in high school. tell us a little bit about some of the challenges that you have faced and what did you do to overcome them?
Wow. When we speak of challenges, because I'm a lot seasoned, meaning age, you know, and also just life, there's been a lot of challenges, Dr. Essie, but it's how you process your challenges. So when challenges come, I immediately find the opportunity. So I can't really discuss challenges that I face because I look at them as an opportunity to grow and to do better.
And, you know, that is so interesting that you say that, because I always say, take your challenges and turn those into opportunities. And so definitely Wow. We have the same perception and perspective about that. It's how you process that challenge as you speak of, and you look at it as an opportunity, because it's only going to build you and make you stronger. So thank you for that. And so how do you think you're going to continue to help people as you look at 5-10 years from now? What is Pastor Kanoe Reynolds Scott going to be doing to continue to make a powerful impact?
I am going to continue to encourage and to empower God's children to live life to the fullest through their faith, hope, love, thanksgiving, and doing it all with a grateful heart. Letting them know, reminding them daily that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, and renew your mind in the Word of God. That right there is life-changing. When you begin to renew your mind in that Word, so that way, when those challenges do come, you will find the opportunity and grow for them, because it changes your perspective of your mind, of how you live your day-to-day lifestyle. And I must say this, God made us three-part beings. And if you can start now to regulate consciously your body, your soul, and your spirit, you will soar. You will soar in life. Because a lot of people don't learn that until late in life. But a kingdom lifestyle is profound. Living life full bloom. We're three-part beings. God gave us a body. We became a living soul. And he breathed in us a spirit. And in our body, we have that world consciousness, which is proper exercise and nutrition. Very important. In our soul, we have a self-consciousness, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions. And in our spirits, we have a God consciousness, and that is the relationship with the Father, to worship him and to see what your assignment is for him. So I just encourage everybody to go into your day conscious, regulating all three parts well, starting now, a healthy body, soul, and spirit. And if you do that, you will be able to live your life full bloom. Nothing will stop you.
Thank you for that.
Yes.
And you know, you embody and represent so much, because I listen to you deeply and I hear how you talk about, you didn't say this, but this is really what you're getting at, the essence of the whole mind, body, soul, spirit, everything all wrapped into one. And it really transforms and transpires through what you do, because you talked about money, you talked about being an entrepreneur, you talked about business, exercise and nutrition, relationship. It's amazing. I told you, you are all in one, and I definitely appreciate you. So tell us a little bit about your greatest success or successes that you've experienced on your journey.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Greatest success that I've ever experienced, Dr. Essie, was failing. Hitting rock bottom. I know that may sound crazy to some, but that was the best success that I ever had. Losing everything, including my plans, and everything that I wanted. And in turn, I received God's plans and identity for my life. So that was my greatest success. When God stripped me of everything that the world had given me and rebuilt me back up in him, I've been successful ever since, because that's where my foundation came from.
Wow, that gives me chills to know that you are where you are today, but no one knew that you hit rock bottom first and God rebuilt you. And now you're the person and the woman that God wants you to be. How powerful is that? Wow, amazing. I can tell you that Dr. Essie Speaks Educational Consultant is all about sharing resources to help others achieve their goals. Tell us about some of the resources that you can share.
The resources that I will be able to share is building relationships. Surround yourself with like-minded people. Those are your resources. God will bring the right people in your life at the right time if you associate yourself with what's on the inside of you. Get around people that are where you want to be, but it's going to take your faith for you to get there. And I just believe we are each other's resources. Listening to what comes out of other people's mouths, the wisdom, the knowledge that comes from others. Don't take people for granted that God has placed within your life, because you're learning from them, whether you know it or not.
And I thank you for that. And I can tell you, I am a living testimony that God will bring the right people at the right time. And so just adhere to what is inside of you and take that journey, but take it with faith and trust. And so thank you once again. So tell us, how can listeners get in contact with you?
You can give me a call. I love to talk to people. So my phone number at 240-300-4278 is something about having a voice-to-voice conversation so I can speak directly to your spirit and you can hear mine. Also, social media. I have a ministry page, which is called Empowering Women's Chat and Chew. Also, Pastor Kanoe Reynolds on the Facebook, and my personal page, which is Kanoe Reynolds Scott. So for social media, I'm just on Facebook, but for a personal connection, which I call a connection call, please reach out and touch me and give me a call.
Awesome. And Pastor Kanoe Reynolds Scott, thank you so much for being my special guest today to share with the listeners. Continue to do the magnificent things that you're doing, and may God continue to bless you. And I know you will continue to make that powerful impact. So once again, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me once again. Good God bless you. Good God bless everybody.
Thank you. And as I always say, education is hard work, but it is also heart work. Thanks for listening, and remember to visit my website at www.dressiespeaks.com, where you can find all the links to my podcast, my social media platforms, books, and so much more. Join me each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. for Dr. Essie Speaks Education. Until then, be safe, be blessed, and make a positive difference in the lives of others.